So race is on the center stage for you, but that's not the limit of the issues. This is a learning experience of how to move forward. You said you want folks to remember and forgive. And usually the phrase that we use in English is forget and forgive. But you put remember and forgive together. Do you realize how much upstream you're swimming there?
Yeah. Usually you remember stuff to sort of hold on to it, to sort of give you a rundown or a litany of what you did that was wrong, or maybe what you did that was right. But a lot of times we hold on to stuff because we're kind of sick. It has a hold on to us. And even if we don't remember it, it can still have a hold on to us if we don't forgive it. So my intention by remembering is to bring something back that has been pushed out, and then to absorb it by forgiving it. So it's not like it doesn't exist anymore, but it's like the energy around holding it back and fighting over it and denying and defending and attacking about it, all that energy can now go into creating something new.
You know, a lot of people would say, let's forget about it. I mean, the shameful history of race relations, not only slavery, but much of the time since then in this country, is so abominable, and the guilt and the shame that's all involved with it. When you bring it up in your plays, doesn't that mean that people get those nasty feelings up and it undoes some of the healing and connection that we're doing? Is that not your experience?
Well, why don't we have our other artists talk about what happened?
I'd like to respond to that. There's a saying that those of us who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. And I think in a very real sense, it's problematic to cover up things in our past that are ugly because it doesn't go anywhere. By revealing it and by putting it out and looking at it, you can deal with the effects of it and you can move on. But you can't deal with something that you're trying to cover up and you're afraid of it or you're ashamed of it. That doesn't leave your spirit. I think Theater for Transformation is about raising the consciousness of people. It's about giving people a global consciousness, letting people see the opportunities that life presents us with day by day. I think it's important not to forget about things that have happened to us, because all of us have a history of some sort, and we still have to face it and to live with it.
This is Mary speaking, and I certainly don't intend to attempt to represent the entire white race here, but I am the only white person on stage in these productions, but we are often performing for audiences that are primarily white. One of the things that has become abundantly clear to me is how uncomfortable white people are talking about race. We are afraid we are going to say something clumsy or racist. We do not want to be accused of racism. We want to distance ourselves from it. And it shuts us up in ways that we don't even realize. And when we are around black people, we say things like, some of my best friends are black people, in some format. We manage to make sure that they know that we have at least some experience with people of color and that we're not one of those, not one of those racists. And I think that comes from this huge, maybe not articulated, maybe not even recognized, sense of guilt. And so when we go on stage and we talk about it and we extend forgiveness before it's even asked for, there's almost this sense of breathing easier that flows through an audience. And it's certainly been my experience working on this for years, is that I breathe easier. And when I can breathe easier, I can look somebody in the eye and see them in their entirety with their color, because it's part of them, but see a full person there, because I don't have this sense of I'm about to mess up and I don't want to mess up. It's always there with me. So from that perspective, I think for at least for this white person, the forgiveness freely offered without me even knowing that I needed to ask for it in some way is a great and freeing gift.